Good afternoon. I have a company that I started 5-6 years ago with a group of other people. We've been growing this company and trying to get it so it's larger and more successful. And we're trying to take certain actions to get more funding and get more people involved to try and grow it. Some of the people I'm involved with this company are not aware of Abraham. They're not open to it right now.
I'll get rid of them.
So I'm trying to find ways to practice the teachings, trying to use this approach, but I get a lot of things that we do to try to, in the past that we've tried to do, it's by doing, by taking actions and things. And while I'm trying to practice some of your methods, what I end up with is being bombarded with them saying, "Well, what are we doing? What actions are we taking? What, you know, what can we do?" And you have to be doing something because I'm running the place. And I wanted to know if you had any advice for me on how to deal with this.
We are glad you laughed when we were playing about getting rid of them, because that would be a rather conditional love, wouldn't it?
Yes.
If we can get everyone lined up to be just the way we want them to be, then we'll all feel better. But there is value in the diversity. And also, we want to really help you feel that they don't need to know what you know in order for what you know to make it all work. In other words, if you know it, whether they know it or not, you can hold to your vision. The question is, does their not knowing it keep you from knowing it? In other words, if you observe them, if they're clamoring, what do we do, and you are drawn into that, then your vibration gets watered down. But if you can see yourself as the visionary, we think that what you're realizing, and a lot of you who are beginning to understand the power of vibration, the power of thought, the power of alignment, it's as if you have your foot in one world and one in the other. It's in the world of knowing that it's about thought, and then there's the world of action. And they do not violate one another. In other words, we are not encouraging you to step away from action. We're just encouraging you to let your thoughts be dominant for you. And it sort of carries on with what we were talking about this morning. And so let's take all of that to a new place, because that's what your question is asking for. We talked about holding the vision. We talked about holding your attention upon what's in your vibrational escrow. And that's the tricky part about getting over what is itis, isn't it? That's the tricky part. That's the tricky part about letting go of what is so that you can move on to what's in your vibrational escrow. The tricky part is holding the vision, holding your thoughts upon what's in your vibrational escrow, even though what is clamoring in your face. That is the crunch time in all creation. So let's talk about it on a number of topics. Let's say someone is sick and how they feel is clamoring in their face. What they've put in their vibrational escrow because of the sickness is a really brighter, bigger vision of well-being. And so it's not easy to focus upon what's in vibrational escrow when what is so dominant. And yet that is the key. And the answer to it is, in the privacy of your own mind, when no one else is around, or no one contrary to what you know is around, you focus for the pleasure of the focus on your business as you see it, as clearly as you can see it. If you could, for every minute that you're focusing on what is, spend a minute focusing upon what is becoming, in a very short time, you'd feel it shift. But you know, you don't even have to match it minute for minute, because there's so much more leverage in thought vibration. What we've noticed as we've been playing with so many of you is that the people who are around you feel so important and you are so accustomed to focusing upon them and responding. You don't even often agree with them, but you're still responding to what they're doing. And so your response to what they're doing is time spent in contradiction of being a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow. So this sales job we're doing here is just to say to you that 10 minutes, once or twice or maybe three times a day, seeing your vision as you want it to be would more than compensate for a whole day of people clamoring. But what happens is so many of you get so involved in the clamoring that you don't take the 10 minutes two or three times a day. And then you don't feel the power of it, the power of the leverage of it, because you're just not using it, you see. So we want you to go away with these things pulsing in your primary vibration. And that is, what anybody else thinks doesn't matter, no matter how deeply involved they are in it. My attunement to this vision will supersede all of that. And so now my job is just to stay in alignment, and law of attraction will take care of everything else. Now this is where it gets a little complicated, where you wish you could talk to them more about the details of this. Yes. Because they're saying, what should we do, what should we do, what should we do? And you're saying, I'm holding the vision, I'm holding the vision, I'm holding the vision. Mm-hmm. And they say, yeah, but what should we do, what should we do, what should we do? Yes. And we would like you to be able to say to them, hold the vision, mm-hmm. That's what you should do, is hold the vision. But they're not ready to hear that, so you want to draw them out without them really knowing it. So you can do that by telling them what your vision is and asking them for their vision. In other words, start calling that forth from them. Say, I know this is where we are, but where is it that we're going? Let yourself become known as the one who's looking down the road, not ever looking back, and certainly not looking down. Start using that terminology. I'm looking down the road because I've found that the more I look down the road, the more pleasurable the journey is. And whether you put it into that weird Abraham ease or not, doesn't matter. Just see yourself and demonstrate that you are one who looks down the road.
I have tried and convey these without getting into the details, but trying to tell them that, look, we've got to look at things in a positive aspect. We've got to look at the good parts. We've got to look at, you know, what are we doing right and build from there, and to try to get at least a good feeling going so that they'll work from that point.
Here's the thing that we really want to get across to you right now. Keeping them happy is not your job. And even if they're not happy, it won't mess up what's happening in your business. But if they make you unhappy, that will mess it up. Mm-hmm. You see what we're getting at?
Yes.
In other words, what they're doing and all their clamoring and all of their wanting to act and all of their believing that they haven't figured out what to do or not sure that what they're doing is the right thing, all of that, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, is irrelevant. What is relevant is you holding the vision. It's not even relevant that they hold the vision. You just have to keep them from causing you not to hold the vision. One who's connected to the stream is more powerful than a million who are not. So it really doesn't matter what they're doing. You have the ability to hold the vision. And when you do, law of attraction will solicit from all around you things that match that. You could have a really unruly band of people that you are merrily moving along with who don't understand anything about law of attraction, who are beating the drum of what they don't want, who are mostly well-meaning and who you have gathered carefully, who have lots of positive aspects and lots of negative aspects. They could be a real mixed bag, as most bags are. And you've figured out finally how to keep yourself pretty happy, because when you think about where you're going, you always feel good. It's only when you take score about where you are in relationship to where you're going that you don't feel so good. So you're keeping yourself feeling really good, and they are or they aren't, but that's not anything for you to worry about. And if you're able to keep yourself feeling optimistic more than pessimistic, and eager more than depressed, and looking forward rather than worrying, if you can hold yourself just pretty consistently there, what happens is they come around or they go someplace else. But that's not for you to worry about. Mm-hmm. If you have people in your life that are displeasing you and they keep staying in your life, it's because you keep noticing that they're displeasing you, and your attention to that is what's holding them there. If you find things within them that are pleasing you and you give that your attention, then you hold those parts of them to you. You're not going to find anybody that's a perfect match to your vibrational escrow. It's your job to be that, you see. As a creator, life helps you to form your vision of what you want, which is ever-changing. And here is the most significant part of this. Focus upon the vision because anything less is uncomfortable to you. Not because you're focusing upon the vision to make it happen. Now you've got it. Mm-hmm. Now here's the big piece that you've led us to, and this is so good. So you have this vision, and you have these people that don't see it, but then it's not their job, it's your vision. Mm-hmm. So you have this vision, and then you have these people that don't see it, but it's not their job, it's not their vision. So you have this vision, and then you have these people that don't see it, but it's not their job because it's not their vision. So you have this vision. You have these people that don't really see it because it's not their vision, it's your vision. So you have this vision. So you have this vision. You have this vibrational escrow. And now you're focused upon something they're doing, which is causing you not to see your vision. And in not seeing your vision, you feel bad. And it feels like it's their fault. But it's not their fault. You're just not looking at your vision. Isn't that interesting? In other words, it feels like everybody should help you to see your vision. It's not their job, it's your vision. It's your vibrational escrow. And even in those co-creative experiences, even when you have people that you've gathered together as a team, if you can just let them be the team, but it's your vision, and you can just hold true to your vision and not ask what really is the impossible, which is to ask anybody else to shore you up or support you. You're going to feel an autonomy and a control and an effectiveness and an empowerment that we cannot even find words to describe. And then what happens is the team that's surrounding you constantly morphs to match your vision. But when you go about it the hard way, which is I got to get you to do the things that I need you to do so that I can see my vision. It's like pushing a noodle. It never works. Mm-hmm. Okay. Helpful?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.